it was still doing pretty well until, I guess it was the 90s when it closed.
Yeah, I can't remember. About after, right around the time that movie was on, I think it was on its last legs.
Yeah, the Stearns, who owned that theater, and a few others, I think tried hard to keep them going, but it's hard to compete.
Right.
Well, well done, the sleeper.
I came across another sleeper movie just I thought about was The Night of the Hunter. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
It takes place. It was made by 1955, and it was a dud. You know, it was like the critics didn't like it and everything. And now it's kind of a cult classic. And it's centered in West Virginia, and part of it's made in Moundsville. And I just looked up, the Carnegie Library has the movie, and they have probably about 12 copies, and most of them are checked out right now.
Huh. What's the name of it again?
The Night of the Hunter.
Night of the Hunter. Do you know the storyline?
Yeah, let's call him a fake preacher who marries widows and then murders them.
Huh. That sounds...
And it's a scary movie. I mean, like, you're scared. I've seen it 4 or 5 times. I still get scared every time I see it.
That sounds like an interesting film. And it is, when these films... It's not surprising if there's a brand new book that came out and there's a long waiting list and all of the copies are taken out at the library. That's one thing, but when it's an older film or one that you wouldn't think would be mainstream, it's something when there's that many, when there's that long a waiting list. So it must be a sleeper.
If there's a list of sleeper movies, that Casablanca was, and also what's the one with Jimmy Stewart?
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah,
Life. Right.
That was
right.
Definitely not a hit at the time, but became a classic.
Right.
Well, well done, Charge
okay.
D. Congratulations, and congratulations to you. If you knew that our high clue was referring to sleeper, this word might meet an unexpected hit film, or really hit anything, or a human dozer, somebody asleep. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour here at SLB.
Another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleeper, come and go with me. She always was a painter, and she left me her suitcase. And I still remember the soft lines of her drunken face as she stood there in my doorway like a cat up in a tree. Sleeper, come and go with me. My salt and wood smoke for a job in the city. Sleeper, come and go with me. take you with my children through the clover to the creek. When Orion's gone a-hunting through the fields our wishes seek, where we all can love each other like sugar in our tea. Sleep or come and go with me. Fling is over, and a cold wind brings the dawn to rows of parking meters and the shadow of a blonde who is standing by the wild ride in a pointless dream. Sleeper, come and go with me. And it's another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleeper, come and go with me.
Greg Brown. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, Streama, and other services, as well as slbradio.org/radio.
Don't believe a word you say. You say that I'm your honey love, that I'm all you're thinking of.
music from the hot Texas swing band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks so much for being with us. A special hello to Mike. Mike just, he's still thinking about our early bird pop quiz this morning, the puzzle involving either algebra or some really good guessing. And I just posted all the work at his request in response to his Facebook posting. And as I said to Tom, or no, it was Jeff in Squirrel Hill, asked for the solution to that puzzle involving raking leaves. And I said, remember you asked for it. Lots of algebra sent to you. The Sound Hound, right around the corner.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Okay, we're getting the message. The Sound Hound is here. The Sound Hound is enjoying the earlier daylight that's happening now. He's happy to be awake. Happy enough to have the sound already. A little extra slobber this morning, too. It's always nice. Ricky, get me a towel. Got it. Here's the sound that the Sound Hound... gosh, some of those Sound Hound slobber is just... we need to get him a little drool cup you wear around his neck for... It's the release that gets difficult sometimes when he lets go of the sound. Here it is. (4) 1 2 2 100 5 9 7 5. Any idea of what that might be? Here it is again. 4 1 2 2 100 5 9 7 5. That is this morning's Sound Hound. And lest I forget, I need to give the Sound Hound a little bit of a drink. I'm concerned because it could result in more of the aforementioned slobber. We'll just hope that isn't the case. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Easy boy.
Let us pause in life's pleasures to count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many nights you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks still say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many nights you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh,
Green Beret came to talk to us. Gave a slideshow in the gym. Told about the communists and the punji sticks. I thought I'd like to be like him. A long black wall, and nothing is undone. A long black wall, sleeping in the sun. Chicago summer, 1968. High school kids out on a lark. I wave to the cameras on the evening news. And got tear gassed in Lincoln Park. A long black wall, nothing is the same. Long black wall shining in the rain. Everyone in college was against the war. We had long hair and Nixon stunk. Draft number high, draft number low. Stayed out all night and got real drunk. The vets came back on the GI Bill. In their field jackets and jeans. Drank black coffee and smoked cigarettes. Never spoke of what they'd seen. A long black wall, nothing left to say. A long black wall, so many miles away. Man on TV said 10 years had gone. Today a monument was raised. And when they spoke each name one at a time, the roll of dead. Black wall, and nothing is the same. A long black wall, over 50,000 names. A long black wall, and nothing is undone.
That was Michael Gerling with Long Black Wall. Veterans Day is coming up on Monday. And the city of Pittsburgh is among the many places where you will find a Veterans Day parade. It steps off at 10:30, rain or shine, at the intersection of 10th and Liberty Avenue, and then we'll proceed along Liberty. The song you just heard is, to me, just one of the most incredible songs written to honor Vietnam veterans, and we also remember all vets. You can learn more about the Veterans Parade by going to PittsburghVeteransParade.com. And thank you for your service. Here again is our pop quiz. In fact, let's give you Soundhound. May we please provide a little more clue this time? Here it is. (412) 200-5975 To make a guess, I'm going to acknowledge some of the people who have been guessing so far. Right now, I'm going to do that. And your participation, we just have so many folks checking in today. I'm really grateful for your company. Good morning to Gina in Greenfield. Thank you for the conversation we've been having by text. I am glad you are along with us today. Richard on the north side thought it might be the sound of playing roulette. You're on. I hear that. Not quite. Tommy has a spinning top. John in Economy Borough has the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City, you got it correct. Also, Jesse also thought it might be Point Breeze. And hello to Molly, who's listening as well. The Kelly Sisters in New York City. Good morning, Kelly Sisters. They thought it might be a marble going down a wooden funnel. It's not that. Oh, they're in, I said New York City. They're in Southold, New York, which I think is a little away from New York City. Thank you, Kellys. It's so good to hear from you, the Kelly family, listening. Mike and Mars got the correct answer. And good morning to Annie. Caden thinks it's a marble being released in a marble run. And Annie thinks it sounds a little bit like a pool ball rolling. It sounds like both of those things, but neither is correct. John and Carrick has a pinball machine, as does Stu and McCandless. Bruce thinks it might be a ball bearing rolling. Jack thinks it's a marble hitting the floor and rolling away. Jack is listening with Ty in Valencia, his dad. Tommy got the correct answer. Donna in Old Crabtree got the correct answer. Donna's husband Ralph thought it might be spinning a top. It is, that's half right. Aline in Maine also thought it might be dropping a marble down a marble chute. Lots of guesses coming in. I wonder if the Soundhound would be willing to share the sound again. Soundhound, are you willing to? Okay, here we go. Four, one, two, 200-5975. Thank you, Soundhound. Richard just got the correct answer. Well done, Richard. And Aline in Maine just got it, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. And Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. Linda has spinning a ball. So close. John and Carrick has it now, and Drew has the correct answer also. Drew mentioned that his kids think that it's a toy train, but Drew got it. Here's Patrick of South Park. He came up with the correct answer. And Drew mentions that Otis wants us to play some Herb Albert. Herb Alpert. Huh. You think we have any Herb Alpert? Oh, yes, we do. Oh, it's his Christmas album, though, but I'm sure we have some more. I just took a very quick look. 412-200-5975, our number. Otis has good taste, wanting to hear some Herb Alpert this morning. A guess of a Roulette Wheel from Jesse, not that. And the Kelly girls in South Old New York have the correct answer. Well done. Jack said it could be a dreidel. Oh, so close. It's not a dreidel. But it is something spinning. Ty just got the correct answer. And Ty, you could probably demonstrate that to Jack. And Patrick got the correct answer. And Jesse and Point Breeze got the correct answer. Have to be careful. I'm not getting my Jessies mixed up. We have a Jess and a Jesse with us this morning. And let me take a look. Bill in Homer City thought it might be a roulette wheel. He did get the correct answer. BC duo of Brian and Carla are going to go on the air. They got the correct answers, and they're going to join us in just a moment. 412-200-5975. Rich in Edinburgh got the correct answer. And Wifey Poo, better known as Mrs. Pudge. Wifey Poo also has the correct answer. I'm looking to see if we must have some Herb Alpert here somewhere. I just give me a moment to look. I think like Tijuana Taxi might be nice. Our band in school played that song. I can't remember exactly. Oh, or we could play it. Well, let's do Tijuana Taxi. And this is especially, it was Jack that wanted to hear this. So I think we can do it. Just give me a second here. There it is. Five, six, seven, eight. Oh, it's Otis. Otis wanted to hear this. I'm sorry, Jack. And I'm sorry, Otis. It's Otis that wanted to hear this. And good morning to Aline in Maine, who got the correct answer. Ricky is dancing to this. Da, 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 da. Otis, I hope you're spinning around right now, are you? I hope you're spinning around. I did mention Ty would spin a coin, but he said Jack just got a bank, so loose change is hard to come by now. He's putting money in the bank. It's time to get the correct answer on the radio, starting with Carla. Hello, Carla.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing. Oh, you sound so much better. You sound like you're feeling like yourself.
Better. Yes, getting there. You know, I'll be going to the hospital on the 22nd. They're going to do some testing, and you know, I have to put a heart monitor on. Anyhow.
Well, hang in there. You knew this word, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's it puzzled me, though, because it's like when you spin the coin, it didn't have the copper sound, but it's you're spinning a coin, you sort of drop it, spin it with a, you know, you spin it, and then you, it goes slower and slower and slower, and then it falls, you know. It
eventually falls, makes that noise. I used to love spinning coins when I was a kid, and we don't spin coins that much anymore because a lot of folks... There it is.
Oh, I love that.
We had to get that in there for Otis. But most kids don't have much in the way of coinage these days.
No, they don't. It's sort of sad. It really is. When I said to Ricky, I didn't hear the copper, though. I mean, it sounded like something wooden was being spun. But he said it was more the mic placement. And that reminded me, I used to play around with a tape recorder that had, you could do different speeds.
Yes.
And I'd record the speed at normal rate, and then I'd play it real slow, and it would sound like you were spinning a manhole cover.
That's funny, because one of the first things I did, and I remember it with crystal clarity, and... 1975 or 6, a guy named Jay Farrell and I think it was Jay, we recorded on an old Ampex reel-to-reel recorder the sound of a coin spinning, and then we slowed it down. It had a lot of fun doing that. I'm pretty sure it was Jay, but I remember doing that.
It sounded like a manhole cover. And even more fun was playing it backwards.
Yes, yes.
If you play it backwards, it sounded like the coin was jumping off the table and it went ring.
Yes.
And you heard the
copper at the end. It'd be fun, actually, to visualize a coin going backwards, too. You know, it's just on the table, and then all of a sudden it starts to dance.
it was so funny. When I worked at the radio station, we had an Ampex, and I had a contest, and... It was like, I forget what I called it, the lost and found sound. And what I would do is I would distort a sound.
Oh, yes.
Play it backwards or slow or fast or backwards and fast, you know, if I really wanted to be cruel. And I had to identify it. I had more fun with those things.
Oh, that's great. You know, Drew just sent me a picture of Otis dancing in front of the fireplace. Otis, you're doing it. You look great. And, don't stop, though. You keep going. Carla, thank you. It's so good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, too. Have a really blessed weekend, and you get my weekend off to a good start.
Thank you, Carla. And let's go to Brian, who also knew the right answer. He got it on his own.
Okay. What's up, Larry? First of all, I want to lift up my thoughts and prayers to Carla, who's going to be going to the hospital on the 22nd. Hope you feel better, Carla, and hope things go well for you. You're always a bright lit ray of sunshine for us. But getting back to my answer, it's a coin spinning. I knew it myself because I used to love to play around with them as a kid and spin them on tables.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that, you know?
It was so much fun to do that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was also fun... playing with tape recorders and actually putting the coin spinning on fast speed, you know, going from like slow to fast, like boom, boom, like that. You know?
It was fun to do that. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
To do that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, it was, my friend.
And, you know, tape recorders are making a bit of a comeback.
Really?
Now, we have some students here in the Youth Media Center that... have purchased boom boxes, and the idea of, oh, I'm just going to record something and then instantly play it back without having to save a file, look for the file. It's just here on this cassette, you know, people.
Yeah, even as a kid, I used to love to record songs off the radio and play them back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great thing to be able to do that. Man, so many folks, I haven't been able to react to some of the messages coming in right now, but I think we got most of them. Well, here's hoping you have a good day.
Hey, you have a good day, and you get my weekend off to a good start all the time, too, my friend Larry. You be good, okay?
Thanks, Brian, and congratulations if you knew we were looking for the spinning coin. Here it is again. And makes you want to spend one, doesn't it? I don't have any in my pocket. I typically don't have change in my pocket these days. But there it is, the spinning coin. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Oh, Ricky just brought me a penny. Thank you, Ricky. I don't have much spinning room here. Nor do I have a good microphone. Hang on, I'll try. There, we got a little sound out of that. Now I need to give you my thoughts, and I'll do my best.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Ralph is wondering about flipping and then spinning pop bottle caps. I do know, and these are the ones with the teeth in them, not the plastic ones. My brother Richard could take a metal bottle cap, and if you were going to snap your fingers, imagine putting that bottle cap between your index finger and thumb, and then snapping your fingers, and he would make that bottle cap fly through the air at a significant speed. And as a little brother, you would want to get out of the way when he did that. In fact, I think I sometimes, what was the aim for that particular project? But that's one I remember this morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
One, two, one, two. The pipes are calling, Bandit Glen and down Mountain's Eye. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. And you, it's you, must go and I must back. But come ye back when summer's in a meadow. And if you come, well, all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as dead I may well be. You come and find a place where I am lying, and kneel and say, say all of it there for me. Shall hear the soft tune above me, and all my dreams will warmer, sweeter be. If you'll not fail, tell me that you love me. I'll simply sleep in peace until you come to me. Come on, Danny boy. boy, you know I love you so. Oh, daddy boy, oh, daddy boy, I love you so.
That is a group called St. James Gate and Danny Boy. Last week, it was our pleasure to have members of the band Biolach on the radio with us. They were fantastic. Music from Cape Breton on Nova Scotia. And if you missed that segment, it was earlier in the morning than we typically present live music. You can go to our website. If you haven't been to our website lately, it's faster than ever and also makes it easy to access past features. And you can access that one and take a listen to it. They turned in a great performance. We have a lot of live music scheduled with some great acts, if you will, coming up, and I'll summarize some of those shortly so you can make sure you're tuned in.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Shop Small Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
And coming up later today, the Lackawanna Longnecks will perform. That's at 11 o'clock Eastern. Great old-time music. And next week at 10 o'clock Eastern, you can hear Center of Life's Crunk Movement, a mix of jazz and more. And also that same day, November 16th, a special reunion of Coltrane, the band that just wowed everybody 20 years ago. All the original members are going to be here bringing a unique blend of country, jazz, vocal, swing, hard to define, which is one reason we like it so much. Mandolin, clarinet, bass, guitar, fiddle, all coming together. Coltrane, that is November 16th, live on the radio at 11 o'clock. On the 23rd, Mustard's Retreat from Michigan is going to be here as part of the extended Defiantly Hopeful tour. And then on November 30th, the Opus 2 Orchestra joins us. And here's hoping you'll join us as well. Easy to add your name to our mailing list if you care to. Just go to slbradio.org. There's no pop-up or anything telling you to do that. You'll have to go to the link that says mailing list and add yourself to it. And here's hoping you will. I should really know, but let me check and make sure it's as obvious as I think it is. Let's see, you go to slbradio.org and you go to Let's Talk. And then you say, click on Join Our Mailing List. There it is. And everything you need to do to join our mailing list is right there. Our list, incidentally, is completely confidential. We don't share our list with anybody, and that's the way it's been ever since we've had a mailing list, and it's gone back a long, long time. And you can subscribe anytime you would like to. Now, we have a special request coming up in a moment for a song we haven't played in a while. And I hope Joan and Gideon are listening, because that song is going to be the very next song that we play. So Joan and Gideon, make sure you're listening, because that song's coming up for you shortly. Right now it's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. What one word naturally follows wild, high, and after? What one word naturally follows wild, high, and after? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. It will be our pleasure to take your guests, and you can join us on the air with your correct answer. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Joan and Gideon, Sarah, your mom, wrote to us and asked us to play this song just for you.
I went upstairs in the middle of the night. I tiptoed in and I turned on the light. But to my surprise, there was no one in sight. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing at night. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. So he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. I gave Uncle Walter a new coat to wear. When he came home, he was covered with hair. And lately I've noticed several new tears. I'm sure Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, wah, wah. All the things that we said he should, but I know that he'd rather be out in the wood. I'm afraid we might lose Uncle Walter for good. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. So he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears.
May I have the scene?
And you can continue to dance if you care to. That was our friend Nan Hoffman and Waltzing with Bears. Before I go any further, Bill in Homer City had the answer to our Soundhound puzzle, and I think I might have not included his name as I was reading or listing all of the correct answers that I mentioned a little bit ago. Now, I hope Joan and Gideon heard Waltzing with the Bears. That was just for you. And thank you for being with us. Now, we're in the midst of solving our afterthoughts puzzle. What one word follows wild, high, and after? Wild, high, and after. And I see that Trish has the correct answer. Trish is likely in Cook Forest. Tommy got the correct answer and gave a few movie-related clues. Mike and Myers has the right answer, as does Richard on the north side. And Tom in McCandless. And good morning to Leslie in Oakland. Thank you for your text, Gail. Oh, interesting. Gail has fire as the word. That's not what we were looking for. Does fire work? Wildfire, high fire, after fire. There's a closer one, I think. We could give you the clue mid, night, then we also have after, high, and wild. Let's leave this out for just a couple more moments. 412-200-5975. If you know the word that follows all of those words we just gave you, let's hear from you. We'll get you on and off the air very quickly. 1-888-752-7234 or 412-200-5975. Linda, I'm glad you enjoyed hearing Waltzing with Bears. And Sarah, thank you for your note, too. Oh my goodness, and Annie, I'm glad you liked Waltzing with the Bears. We'll be happy to play that as many times as you would like us to. It's nice to have that, each of those, a number of people saying how good it is to hear that song. And it's nice to be able to listen to things together that have been a constant thread, or maybe a new thread throughout our lives. And there's a lot of activity on Facebook. Let me try to translate some of the messages coming in. Good morning to Kel, who has been playing along. He thought this the answer to this one might be card, C-A-R-D, as in wild card, high card, and after card. Not bad. But there's a better fit. And joining us, not sure who's about to join us, but I'm going to find out. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Susie.
Oh, hey, Susie. Hello. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Good. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. And you knew the answer to this puzzle. Did you get it?
Yes, it's wildlife, afterlife, and
high life. High life, wildlife, afterlife, and high life, which has sort of been co-opted by the beer industry. but
I guess so. Yeah. I hadn't really thought of that.
But there was a time when that had more living the high life, living a happy life. But you got it. Well
yeah.
done. Charged you. It looks like Linda also just got it. Oh, Mike said half as a clue. Half life, which I like. John got it. And Annie was thinking it might be noon. High noon. Oh, high noon. Afternoon. And wild noon. Maybe. If you're having a... It's a wild noon. I kind of like that. Well, well done. I hope... are you working today? Heading out to the library?
I am. I don't usually work two Saturdays in a row, but I have a chance to go to a writing conference next week.
Oh, how nice. Have you gone to a lot of those?
I've switched with someone.
A lot of writing conferences? Have you gone to many writing conferences?
Yeah, I go to one like every other year in Michigan, except, you know, the whole pandemic screwed that up.
Hmm.
And then, you know, here and there I've gone to a bunch, cause I write sort of, you know, I write for blogs and I write for myself and, you know, maybe someday I'll have a book and, you know.
Yeah, that's developing that discipline. And I think when you go to a place like that, it holds you accountable too, which is good. Well, a charge to you. Thank you. It's good to hear from you as always. And we also had thought, wild thought, high thought, and afterthought from Bill, a great guest. But we were looking up for life. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge will come up just after the top of the hour.
It used to seem to me that my life ran on too fast, and I had to take it slowly just to make the good parts last. But when you're born to run, it's so hard to slow down. So don't be surprised to see me back in the bright part of town. I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors are closed one time, will open up again. I'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched me once smile and take me in. And I'll drink and dance with one hand free. Let the world back into me. Oh, I'll be sorry to see. Back in that high life again. You used to be the best to make a life be life to me. And I hope that you're still out there like you used to be. We'll have ourselves a time, and we'll dance the morning sun, and we'll let the good times come in, and we won't stop till we're done. We'll be back in the high life again. All the doors are closed one time, we'll open up again. We'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched us once will smile and take us in. And we'll drink and dance with one hand free, and have the world so easily. Or we'll be a sight to see. Back in the high life again. Back in the high life.
so easily, but we'll be a sight to see back in the home.
Are you racking your brain to try to remember who sung that song originally? It was Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood. Back in the High Life again. And it's birthday time. And why am I thinking I had one other brigadier to acknowledge? Breeze, good morning. Breeze is in New Derry, Pennsylvania. How nice to hear from you. It's been a while since we've talked to Breeze. Mike and Mars says if he gets Guess Who, he'll have an SLB trifecta. Who knows what will happen if that happens. Happy birthday today to Ron of Cumberland, Maryland, also on November 9th. Katrina of Donegal for Mom and Dad and John and Robert. Ross of McCandless from Kim, Kate, and Luke. Kaylin of the North Hills from Dad, Neil. Jill of Shaler from Bill. Evan of McKeesport from Dad, Gary. Jared from Grandma Ellen in Salzburg. Jacob of Greensburg for Mom and Dad and Sister Alexis, Leah of Washington, Pennsylvania, and Michaela of Bethel Park. November 10th, we have Frankie for Mom, Dad, little brother Theo, Grandma, Pap, otherwise known as Jim, and your whole family. On November 10th, Otis of the North Hills, dancing to Tijuana Taxi from Drew and Tegan and Larkin. Elizabeth Ann Irvin from Laura and Dad, your parents. Jim of Crafton Heights celebrates on November 10th. Nicolette wishes you a happy birthday. David from Lois and AJ. And Tom of New London Township, Pennsylvania, from wife Kelly and kids Emily and Nicholas. Also, Tom and Kelly's wedding anniversary is November 10th, coincidentally. On Veterans Day, November 11th, Karen of Valencia, happy birthday to you from husband Nate and kids Lucas, Alyssa, and Laura. Laurel of Bellevue from Mom, Dad, and Liana. Ross in King, North Carolina from Sharon and from us and your whole family. Happy birthday, Russ. Andy of Forest Hills from Paul. Of Highland Park from Mom and Dad. Mike from Judy. And Alex, Carl, and Zach. And Eleanor of Highland Park from Mom and Dad. On the 12th, we have Isabel of Reynoldsville from Mom. Brunner of Grove City from Mom and Dad. And Aurora and Gratian and Titus. Jade of Sheraton. Becky from Bob and Bowers. Bob is no longer in Bowerstown, but Becky from Bob, happy birthday. And Layla of the North Side. Rick of Monroeville from Janet and Juliana. Teresa of Spring Garden from Adam, Sammy, and Leo. Sarah, happy birthday, Sarah, from Stu, your husband, and Gabe and Amy. On the 13th, we have Alexandra from brother Zach and parents Bill and Celia. Martha of Allison Park from Elizabeth and Samuel. On the 14th, Ryan of the North Side and Celeste of Morningside from Sky and Mom and Dad. And finally, on November 15th, Devin of McClellan Town, Bob and Emlinton from Beth, Rebecca of Brighton Heights, and Garrett of McKees Rocks from Marge. Send a birthday to us. Go to slbradio.org/radio. Scroll to the bottom. And you can add a birthday to our list. Include the birthday person's postal address, and we'll have a uniformed employee of the United States government hand deliver an official, colorful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card to their mailbox. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
This little vanity song about me. I never know.
He's Charlie T from NYC.
I'm Charlie T from NYC.
He's Charlie T from NYC.
I'm Charlie T from NYC.
Charlie T.
I was born in the Bronx at 53.
Charlie T from NYC.
He's Charlie T from NYC.
I'm Charlie T from NYC.
Charlie T.
I play the alto sax, that's a fact.
Charlie T.
Got my knowledge from West Virginia State College.
Charlie T.
I had a funky fro many years ago.
Charlie T.
He don't park so good. He don't drive at night. Afraid of deer, he don't drink no beer. Park so good, drive at night. Afraid of deer, drink no beer.
Charlie T from